It can be hard to find locally grown broccoli, milk, or beef in most grocery stores, even in the middle of farm country. In some states, 90% of the land is farmed, but 98% of the food people eat is shipped in from other parts of the nation or other countries. The local farmers are growing commodities, corn and soybeans harvested for cattle feed or processed foods, not stuff that winds up in the produce aisle. But ag economist Ken Meter wants to see that change.
Farmers have doubled their productivity since 1969, and yet they're not making more money. They're actually losing more money after doubling productivity.
Meter has studied the economics of farm communities. In one area, he found that nearly all of the farm fields were used to grow corn and soybeans for the commodities market, but farmers were losing money. At the same time, nearly all of the food people bought there was shipped in from other places.
The economy we're in right now is just extremely efficient at taking any money that you or I earn in our neighborhood or in our daily lives and basically pulling it into a very big global network that very efficiently takes that money and helps other people elsewhere make some value from it.
It hasn't always been this way. Richard Pierog is food systems researcher at the Leopold Center for Sustainable Agriculture in Iowa. 80 years ago, he says, most farms grew a lot of different products and processed them to be sold locally or within the region.
Iowa, back in the 1920s, had 54 canneries. We were the canned sweet corn capital of the world in the mid-1920s. Fast forward to today, there isn't a single cannery in Iowa. And that infrastructure is gone.
Pierog says you could tell similar stories in farm areas across the U.S. Back during World War II, the federal government encouraged farmers to grow commodities such as corn and soybeans. The government started paying them subsidies to grow those crops. These days, Pierog says, a lot of farmers wouldn't even think about risking those subsidies to grow something besides corn and soybeans. Economist Ken Meter says that might be a mistake. He says many farmers don't realize there's a growing market for local ag products.
All of us get focused on whatever we're paying attention to, and as a farmer, you get focused on producing quite well. And I've spoken with farmers who really have told me they really didn't have any clue that their neighbors would be looking for different foods because they just haven't heard of the tremendous increase in demand we've had for things like organic milk or higher quality meats or fresher produce.
There's been an organic explosion of local farm markets in recent years because customers want to buy fruit, vegetables, milk, and meat directly from the farmers who produce them. But government policy and farm subsidies mainly still support the commodity production of corn and soybeans. Richard Pierog hopes that changes, but it's unclear if growing produce for the new local markets is always economically viable. No one has studied the phenomenon.
It has to make economic sense for a community in a region. We believe it will, which is why it's spread so rapidly. But it's sort of like, you know, the real numbers, the quantification hasn't caught up with all the growth and explosion in the interest.
Pierog says he'd like to push the process along. He says it would make more sense for the government to shift subsidies from corn and soybean production to the farms that produce food for their local communities. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Julie Grant.